All right, good morning and happy Monday, everybody. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen announced a scam that is happening in the county. So far, as of Saturday, Huron Central Dispatch received two phone calls from residents stating they had been contacted by phone by an individual claiming to be a deputy sheriff from our office, explained Hansen. They were told that they didn't show up for court and they needed to pay money. The number that came up on their caller ID was 989-269-6500, which is the number to the Huron County Sheriff's Department's records office. These calls are not legitimate and they are a scam. Anyone receiving such a call should not provide any information and hang up. To our knowledge, no one is out of anything, but we may not be aware of all the calls that may have been made, noted Hansen. Residents are advised to be suspicious of any calls of this sort. Phone scams occur in the county on a daily basis. A 39-year-old Marlette woman was sentenced this month for embezzling from her employer. Stephanie Mae Kloss pleaded guilty to embezzlement agent trustee of $20,000 or more, but less than $50,000. For that plea, she was sentenced to serve 150 days in jail with credit for one day served, spend 24 months on probation, and fines and costs of $59,151, including the restitution of $57,000. For that plea, the three charges of computer use to do the crime of embezzlement, larceny of $20,000 or more, and using a computer to do larceny were dismissed. The embezzlement happened between August 9th of 2024 and January 20th of 2025 from the Speedway gas station. Gas prices in Michigan dropped 11 cents per gallon for unleaded fuel in the past week, AAA, the Auto Club Group, says. The average cost of a gallon of unleaded gas in Michigan is $4.16, AAA said today. That's down 11 cents from a week ago, down 10 cents from a month ago, but still 85 cents higher than this time last year. At that price point, motorists are paying about $62 for a 15-gallon tank of gasoline. Gas price analysts from AAA and Gas Buddy both note that prices remain volatile and are not usually this high in late summer. If the trend holds up, the national average price of gasoline on Labor Day will be above $4, which Gas Buddy's analyst Patrick DeHaan said would be a record high for that holiday. We'll be right back.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
Michigan deer hunters will have some new rules to follow this fall, including changes involving firearms, antlerless licenses, and a new way to tag harvested deer. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources says the limited firearms deer zone has been eliminated. Beginning September 12th, hunters can use all legal firearms throughout the Lower Peninsula. The early antlerless firearm season also moves to September 12th and 13th, putting it in the same weekend as the Liberty Hunt. Other changes include new limits on the use of universal antlerless licenses. Those restrictions will vary by deer management unit in the Upper Peninsula and by county in the Lower Peninsula. The previous drawing for UP antlerless account access permits has also been eliminated. Several season dates are changing. The UP muzzleloader season and Lower Peninsula December firearm season will each run for 3 days, December 4th through the 6th. The late antlerless firearm season in eligible Lower Peninsula areas will then begin December 7th and continue through New Year's Day. Senior hunters in the Upper Peninsula are also getting expanded crossbow opportunities beginning September 12th. Qualifying resident seniors may use crossbows during the late archery season. Another major change for 2026 is optional digital deer tagging. Hunters can purchase and use digital kill tags through the Michigan DNR Hunt Fish app, including in areas without cellular service. Traditional paper tags will remain available. Regardless of which tagging method is used, successful hunters are still required to report a harvested deer within 72 hours or before transferring possession of the animal, whichever comes first. The DNR is encouraging hunters to review regulations for the specific area they plan to hunt before heading into the field. And the first human case of West Nile virus in Michigan this year has been reported, detected through routine screening of a blood donation. The Kent County Health Department in Grand Rapids made that announcement on Thursday, saying it was the first human report of that virus since a West Michigan resident died of the disease during August of last year. The West Nile virus case also appears to be the first in Michigan this year, according to records kept by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. West Nile virus is the most common of the diseases transmitted to humans by infected mosquitoes. The virus has been found in mosquito populations in several locations this year in Michigan, including in Macomb, St. Clair, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.